They have prevailed by 4-16 to 2-9 against Niamh Connell. As I said earlier on, you couldn't have predicted such a comfortable victory at half-time when Guidoor led by 2-4 to 1-5, but that's the way it played out in the second half. Niamh Connell got off to a great start with an early goal from Tiernan Ward, a lovely chip over the goalkeeper, but Kia McEntee scored two goals, and that left Guidoor 2-4 to 1-5 ahead after an entertaining first half. Niamh Connell lost Mark McDevitt to injury at half-time, but they did get a goal straight away in the second half with Danny Brown firing to the net, and that put them 1 point in front. But there was a fantastic response from Guidoor. They scored 2-6 in the space of 7 minutes as they just completely took over and took control of the game. Cian McBride got the third goal from Guidoor, and Johnny O'Donnell with a fantastic finish after a sweeping 2-move. And really, that left the score at 4-10 to 2-5 after 40 minutes. And the game was really over as a contest at that stage. Niamh Connell kept trying. Shane Malone scored 2 points. Daniel Gaudet scored 2 points. But Guidoor were just strong all over the pitch. Donal McGill of Ridge, Aidan Brockner, Owen De Burka, all scoring 3 points apiece. And Cian McEntee finished off the scoring with a lovely point, and that took his tally to 2-2 for the day. So definitely a very impressive performance from Guidoor. They'll march through to the final now in there after beating Niamh Connell by 4-16 to 2-9.